In this tutorial, we will review the Office Appointments Schedule Template Maintenance. Individual templates should be set up for each set of scheduling circumstances. Days that have the same office hours can share a template, and those that vary from the normal day's schedule should have their own template created to maintain an efficient schedule. When building templates, keep in mind that the more structured a day is with respect to appointment types and times, the more effective the appointment search can be. At the Office Appointments Maintenance menu, select the top option, Schedule Template Maintenance. A list of all the providers that are set up within the system. A list of all the providers that are set up in the system will be displayed. Select the provider you wish to create a template for. When the provider is selected, a screen will show any current scheduling templates that have already been created for that provider. Transition. If the provider has not set up any scheduling templates, a pop-up will appear and ask if you want to copy over another doctor's template schedule. A pop-up will appear and ask if you want to copy over another doctor's template schedule. If you have already created a template or templates for another provider, and those templates closely resemble the schedule needed for the selected provider, you can click Yes. You can click yes, and you may find that it is faster to modify an existing template rather than creating a new one. You can click yes, and you may find that it is faster to modify an existing template rather than creating a new one. Clicking yes will allow you to choose from a list of all the providers in the system. When a provider is selected, it will pull any existing schedule templates from that account to the new provider's account. Clicking yes will allow you to choose from a list of all the providers in the system. And when a provider is selected, it will pull any existing schedule templates from that account to the new provider's account. If, however, the provider requires their own unique set of templates, click No. And a blank schedule template listing will appear.
To create a new template, simply click To create a new template, simply click the New button at the bottom of the window. The pop-up will appear and ask if you want to copy over another doctor's template. Click No to continue creating the new template. When creating a new scheduling template, the first thing you will need to add is the template code. The code can be alpha, numeric, or both, and it must be no more than 5 characters in length. After you have entered a code, create a schedule template description, which will describe or define the shortened template code above. When the description has been added, click the check mark in the top left corner of your screen, or press Enter on your keyboard. The next screen will state that no time slots have been added. The next screen will state that no time slots have been added for this. The next screen will state that no time slots have been added for this day's schedule, and the pop-up will ask you, "Would you like to copy over another day's template schedule?" Press No to continue creating the new template. The maintenance options box will appear with a list of options that can be used to create a new. The maintenance options box will appear with a list of options that can be used to create. New time slots, as well as edit existing templates. The maintenance options box will appear with a list of options that can be used. Because no time slots exist in this new template, option 1 will enable you to add a new range of time slots. At the new template schedule window, there are several fields available to create. At the new template schedule window, there are several fields available to create a day's basic schedule. In the first slot field, enter the time that the provider will see their first patient of the day. And then in the last slot field, enter the time the last. The next field is the schedule type. If you intend to have only one appointment type for every time slot of the day, click in this field and select from the list of your created appointment types. Note, you will be able to add appointment types to specific time slots later. If you prefer to add appointment types to specific time slots, you may add them in later. In the length field, enter the time interval in minutes. That you prefer to set all of the time slots at. If this template will be used at a specific location, select it in the Locations field. The available option should be set to Yes in order to make the range of time slots open. If this field is set to No, All the time slots will be unavailable for scheduling. You can add a standard note. You can add a standard note for all of the time slots in the note field. You can add a standard note for all of the time slots in the note field. After you have entered all of the time slot settings, press Enter on your keyboard and another field will appear to set the number of appointments per time slot. Unless your office schedules multiple appointments for a provider in a single time slot, this should remain at 1. Press the Enter key again and the template schedule that you just created will appear with the ordered time slots. After you have entered all of the time slot settings, press Enter on your keyboard, and another field will appear to set the number of appointment appointments per time slot. Unless your office schedules multiple appointments for a provider in a single time slot, this should remain at 1. Press the Enter key again, and the template schedule that you just created will appear with the ordered time slots. Transition. Now that a schedule template has been created at the schedule template. Now that a schedule template has been created at the schedule template listing, you can view or edit templates by clicking the Edit View button, or just by clicking on the template needing to be revised. A warning pop-up will appear. Please read and review this message to ensure that you do not accidentally. Please read and review this message to ensure that you do not accidentally alter any current schedule settings. After you have reviewed this, select Yes if you wish to edit the existing template. At the template schedule, you can use the maintenance options to further develop the schedule. By clicking option 2, Edit Time Slot, you can select any of the appointment time slots for revision. The edit template pop-up will appear with the same time slots options offered when creating a new template. Here you can change a single time slot's length, type, location, and availability. Or you can also change a range of time slots with this pop-up. For example, if you would like to create a break in the schedule, select a time range and set the available field to no. Add any notes if needed. After you have made all of the necessary edits, click the back button or the escape key and the maintenance options menu will appear. Option 3 allows you to remove time slots from the schedule template. Click the delete time slot option and select the first time slot you wish to remove. At the pop-up, you can choose to delete a single time slot or a range of time slots if needed. Press the Enter key. Press the Enter key and click Yes to complete the deletion. To return to the maintenance options, click the back button. The print template option allows you to print a copy. The print template option allows you to print a copy of the individual. The print template option allows you to print a copy of the individual template or all of the templates created for the provider selected. Edit template description will allow you to change and update the description of any template that is selected. And the Edit Template Comments allows you to add or edit any comments that will appear at the comment bar on the days that use this template. And the Edit Template Comments will allow you to add or edit any comments that will appear at the comment bar on the days that use this template. The last option allows you to set a percentage of appointment time slots to hold for same-day booking. If you set 80% as the threshold, 20% of the appointments will be saved. When the threshold percentage is reached for a future appointment, when the threshold percentage is reached for a future day, when the threshold percentage is reached, when the threshold percentage is reached for a future day in the schedule, and the security override appointment threshold and the security flag override appointment threshold is set to yes, a prompt will appear and state that the remaining appointments for this day are being held for same day booking. Do you wish to override? A prompt will appear and state the remaining appointments for this day are being held for same day booking. At which point you will be able to click yes to continue scheduling if necessary. Note, if the security flag is set to no, the appointment threshold cannot be overridden, and you will not be able to schedule another appointment until the actual day. When the schedule template is set to your requirements, click the back button to return to the template listing. You can delete a template by clicking the delete button. You can delete a template by clicking the delete button and then selecting the appropriate template. Please read and review the warning and make sure that you are removing the correct template before proceeding. The print button will print a copy of all the listed schedule template codes. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the listed templates. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any listed templates. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the listed templates. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the listed times. The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the listed times. The log The log is a summary that shows any changes or edits that have been made to any of the listed templates. Listed in the log is the user's IP address and the date and time of any activity. And this concludes the Schedule Template Maintenance video tutorial. This concludes the Schedule Template Maintenance video tutorial. This concludes the Schedule Template Maintenance video tutorial.